Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We're positively getting summer months underway. We're doing all sorts of cool stuff. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour in 17 different locations this summer, including our friends at Reader's Crab House. First time ever. I remember when it was at Bateman's up in Reisterstown. We'll be there the 26th of the month. We're going to be at Costas, but the new location at in Timonium at the racetrack. No crabs there, but plenty of crab cake and crab imperial and oyster Rockefeller. We'll be doing the show there in early July. And we're also making our way just kind of around the Beltway. We're going to be over in Eldersburg at 1623 Brewing. All of our Maryland Crab Cake tours presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I will have the Back to the Future scratch-offs to give away. Also, our friends at Curio Wellness joining us, Liberty Pure Solutions, and one of our oldest sponsors, which we're going to talk about right now. Feels young, young company, but an old sponsor. Planet Fitness, doing things all summer long with young people. We talk about places that, I have long hair, they don't let me in. I'm too young, they don't let me in. I'm not old enough to get the senior citizen discount, but I'm getting closer. Quinton Daly is here, and what a great Baltimore basketball name. But we've been through this before, Q. No relation to the basketball
No
player from
relation to
40
the
years ago,
basketball player.
but it is a great legendary. It'd be like if your name were Cal Ripken or like
That's
Ray
the truth.
Lewis or something like
That's the
that.
truth.
Quinton Daly is here. He is the general manager of our Planet Fitness right here in the Lochraven, Towson, near Calvert Hall, near the mall, near the Beltway, near WNST, all that good stuff. And he has been helping people for a long time at Planet Fitness. He gave me a beautiful tour of everything that, Black Card would bring me out in the Randallstown, Reisterstown area about a year, year and a half ago. I was a little infirmed when I saw you. I wasn't gimpy, but my back was definitely not where I am right now, and I'm proud to say, with your help, with the help of Dr. Steve Elliott at Elliott Chiropractic, with the help of my wife and various massage practitioners, with my own good deeds, and doing everything you told me to do, everything all of you told me to do, do it, strengthen it, strengthen it. And you all, none of you were mean to me, but you're like, dude, you're getting a little older. The stuff that was working back at the Bally's Holiday Spa in 1984. We have better equipment. We have better training. We have all of that in 2025. And I swear to God, I was in tears at one point, Q, thinking that you could not put me back together, none of you. But diet, exercise, sleeping the right way, getting the right reading glasses, as I've learned in the last 90 days. And I'm going to bring my Brian Granick on to talk about that. But how are you? You keeping
Man,
people healthy out there? I know that's your thing, man.
always, always, Nesta. Man, it's good to see you, number one. Great to be back on the show. But I have been great. I have been great. But things going well for you. I know that we last time I seen you, we were doing some core work. We were doing some hyperextension. I know we're getting back to it, right?
You know what's amazing is, I'm on the yoga mat 4 days a week, and it's an incredible measurement for me. And I've done all the strengthening and stretching that I think I can do. I'm Gumby for crying out loud. You know what I mean? Like I'm pretty good. Few things I still can't do. I'm not back wheeling yet. I'm not completely headstanding or handstanding. And part of that, and let me just say this, as a guy who's getting a little older, because I've been flipping. I was flipping earlier this week with Ed Miller from Classic Five Golf about, dude, I swung a golf, club, and like that torque in my back, and and I was out at Greenmount Station in Hampstead, beautiful Carroll County. And I was talking about pickleball. I don't think so. And I was talking about bowling. I was talking about duck pin bowling, something I really enjoyed as a kid that I'd love to do. That would that stretch work? I think I'd be better bowling than I would be with a tennis racket or pickleball. Certainly better than with a baseball bat where I'm really trying to torque and get in, or golf club where I'm really trying to go fully through. But steps, sitting, airplanes, hard surfaces, church pews, create your own humor there, folks. But wherever I would sit, that would be hard. I had trouble with, I'm getting better. So I feel like I'm getting healthier, and I feel like This would be a time in a summer, and we'll get to the kids and we'll get to summer and we'll do all that. But for my own benefit, like I'm feeling that thing where, like, even my wife's like, hey, dude, you look pretty good. Like, no dad bod going on. But if you really want to look good, you got to get some weights in there, dude. You got to,
There you go.
we got to go strength training now above and beyond stretching and becoming pliable because I am, knock on wood, my head, I'm doing okay, Q. I'm doing
That's
better.
what's
And
up.
I do think 2 days a week with you doing something a little different than what I've been doing that cross trains me a little bit into the strength space. I'm feeling like I need my own step up. So you're my
I'm
guiding light,
here.
Quentin Daly.
I'm here for it, man. I'm here for it all. But you know, we you made some great points. Of course, use a lot of exercise terminology, that torque, you know, the small things, especially like a church pew, sitting down, those things do compile as we get older. But we have something right now going on that teens can participate in, that they'll be able to learn those small steps to get to those big wins, Nestor, just like you are doing. You did the small things that compiled to the big ones.
When I think of so many things I did as a young person that I didn't do the right way, right? Like, I remember being at Dundalk High School. We had have a spotter. You know what I mean? Especially when we had free weight. Don't get hurt. Don't overextend. Don't do anything you can't do 8 or 10 or 12 times in a general sense, right? And start slow. And you're bringing young people in. And this is, I mean, I do a lot of promotion around here, do a lot of charity. I do a lot. I help sell cheeseburgers, pizza. I do all sorts of things around here. But the free summer pass and the youth program that Planet Fitness sets up worldwide, right? So this all comes down. And I know from the Ohana Group, and I had Justin on last week, and I've known so many people here and with Vicky Brick and the Brick family and the Woods family, everybody I know here who's been involved in Planet Fitness very, very early on out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, when they called it Planet Fitness. And it was just sort of a regional company for a little while. Now it's worldwide. Taking on this kind of a program every single year, all I think about, and this is a guy who owns a company, he's like, oh man, lots of young people, this, that, whatever, whatever. And I'm thinking about you guys have managed to seamlessly after COVID as a company work young people in and find a way to make, I don't want to say it's a controversial program, but certainly not everybody's doing it for, I see signs up, no youth in everywhere I go, stores in the city here and there, you're not welcome. And I'm thinking to myself, Planet Fitness has the exact opposite thing going on all summer,
Very true,
every
man.
summer.
Every single summer, 14 to 19, man, you can come into the club and get a free membership for 3 months. So we started at the top of the month. We're going to go till August 31st. And the best thing about this is there's nothing comparable to the high school summer pass right now in the fitness world, right? We have other gyms that might run a discount for youth or a guest pass for the adults, but to have them, especially post-COVID, you know, we've seen screen time go from around 2 hours to 3.5 hours a day to around 7 after COVID. I'm pretty sure it's a lot worse now, but we have a program that allows them to get a free membership to make sure that they're in a safe, guarded area 24/7 if they choose to. But, you know, mom and dad might want to put a curfew on it. And like you said, not everybody will want to deal with the youth in certain senses. You know, it might be a little more mildness, it might be a little more gumption, as you will, but
But
we
that's how
have
kids
trainers
learn
here.
respect. I
That's
mean,
the
that's
truth.
literally. I mean, I don't know
It
what else,
is.
especially in a world where I went to dinner last night with two of my dearest friends that just graduated their oldest daughter. The younger daughter is a junior. These are real COVID kids. I
That's
mean, real
right.
COVID kids with communication, shut down, wearing a mask, really, really weird stuff,
Real.
weird-ish for
Very
people
real.
who are apologetic about it all these years, 5 years later, and saying, I can't believe that happened in our culture, but what it did to a 8-year-old, 10-year-old, 12-year-old, that's now a 14, 17, 19-year-old, and coming into gyms and saying, like, you said something about screen time, like, man, you're studying this Q, you're hanging with young people, and I'm trying to get up on AI and a whole bunch of things that are just young people things, because I feel like I've seen it all where I didn't broadcast into screens back in the day. We had AM transistor radio and
Very
9-volt
true.
batteries. But
Very
for
true.
young people and this screen time thing, I fight it myself with my reading glasses and what I do for a living and what I need to get done, which is why I'm studying some AI to work with what I'm doing. It's just saying, I need, taking a day off this week and I'm just gonna walk the earth, like Holden Caulfield in the
There we
greatest
go.
city on earth. And I think you know what I'm talking about,
You
Gotham.
gotta touch
So
grass.
you know what I mean? So like walking and moving around is like my jam as I get older. But that is the one thing that gets me off the screen. Otherwise, I'm addicted. I mean, flat out, I am addicted. My phone right now is about 6 feet away, and I'm having the ish, right? I'm having little shakes. I'm like, I can't touch it. I can't reach it while I'm talking to you because I don't want to be distracted when I'm working,
Yeah,
right? So I put
that's
my
very
phone
true.
away literally even when I'm working doing the show. But kids, my God, screen time, screen time, screen time. Anything that gets them into your gym, put the phone somewhere else for an hour and focus on something else that's not in their pocket. Probably the greatest thing in the world we can be encouraging, and even for the big kids.
Oh man, you talk about so many things that I deal with because I have to fight the doom scrolling addiction, right? You have the endless timeline where you can swipe and swipe and swipe and 1,000 different messages, good or bad, coming
Dude,
to
I
you.
do dishes to stop doing it. I swear to God, I do.
It's real though, isn't it? And to that point, there is a effect that it could have if you allow it to on your mental, right? You see somebody else's version of something. And what exercise does, which I'm so passionate about, it does affect your mental health. And our group, Ohana Growth Partners, has always been a big proponent of how you have to exercise your mental health. So this is just not just four walls with some great machines. It's more of a community that brings you in and allows you to learn decorum, gym etiquette, because I know you learned it back at Bally's. You know what I mean? How to work in with someone, how to make
Towel
sure that.
off your equipment when you're
Come
done.
on, man.
Don't be a jerk, man.
There
You
we
know?
go. Those
Right.
things go a long way. Those things go a long way. So if I could learn that 14, and even 19, I might have just graduated, but I want to make sure, oh man, I gotta get these college submissions in. I have to place out 1,000 different things before I move on to the next step of my life. I can come into the gym, get a workout, I can release dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin, oxytocin, all of these things that will help me feel better, mood boosting things, and it's free. How about it? How
Free
about it?
summer pass with our friends at Planet Fitness. Apparently, I have an old koozie, and that just shows me I'm an OG. You know what I mean? I'm good.
I'm gonna get you a new one.
You know what? Every time I see you guys, let's go, man. I mean, Coppin got me new gear. It's time. You
We
know,
go.
Quinn Daly's here. He is with Planet Fitness. He's right here in Towson. There are locations all around the boat. Tell everybody how many of the gyms you've worked in. Because last time I saw you were literally sort of a traveling manager of managers. And we spent a whole day, beautiful day together. And I toured all the equipment. Some of it I love. Some of it was weird. Some of it was awesome, weird. Light technology, the bed thing. Best thing I
There you
ever
go.
did. The little chair that beat on me, not so much. You watch me walk through the gym in a different state where I'm looking at stuff and squinting and saying, my back wouldn't like that. My back
Yeah.
wouldn't, I'm not confident about that right now. And now I'm feeling more confident. So it's a good
Here we go.
time for me. I mean, I'm doing well, man. You'll be real happy with me if you had measured me and saw me walking like an old man a year and a half ago, because I really had trauma. I had
I got it.
L4, L3. Surgeon over at GBMC has told me I'm going to get cut on before it's over with, but told me the longer I wait, the better the technology would be for that sort of surgery.
There we go.
And I swear, if I went to an MRI now, I think it would look different, you know, in my back as far as what had really had gone on in my L3, L4, and I feel great, but I'm also feeling like this is the time to step it up. This
Yes,
is the
sir.
time to strengthen it while I'm healthy, while I'm strong, while I'm stretched out, while I can do every pose on a yoga mat like the young girls do on the
There
mat.
we
You know,
go.
I mean, I'm keeping up, so I'm feeling good.
Yes,
And
sir.
for me, give me the lowdown on Black Card Local. If I just want to come see you, I'm in Towson. Because honestly, I'm not traveling much this summer. I don't need to go over Golden Ring. Nice people over there. I mean, yeah, I'm from that side of town. But if
There
it's
we
just
go.
you and me, and I just want to come in this summer,
Yeah.
$15. I mean, like, give me the lowdown on what it costs and what it does. Because I know how great the gyms have been, you know, and I've seen through years of 15 years, almost 20 years of working with Planet Fitness here locally, I've seen first generation, second generation, pre-COVID now. And, you know, PF's really stepped up its game. If you haven't been in a while, you're going to see something different. Even the $10 to $15 a month, you're going to see a big step up in the technology of what scientifically has happened in the industry just
Yes,
in the
sir.
last 10 years, really.
Yes, sir. So to answer your first question, man, I was at 36 clubs altogether in Maryland, all the way up to Elkton, all the way down to Salisbury, man. I was doing the daggone thing. But right now, man, we have our Black Card. The Black Card membership is going to be a dollar down. It'll be $24.99 per month. And then on the 17th of every month, you pay that $24.99 annually, $49, which helps with what you were talking about, that step up, helping to keep the rate the same as you pay it. But it also helps with going back into the club, new equipment. So right now I have a cryo lounge in my Black Card spa, which is hot and cold therapy. As we know, we can warm muscle up, that kind of loosens it up and gets it ready to be pliable and movable. Also, after we've worked out and we've got the sweat and we've put in some sweat equity is what they call it, right? We can do cold therapy to tighten things back up and simmer the body down before we go back to our regular, hustle and bustle of the day. We
What is
also have,
that? That's cryo? That's all cryo.
that's cryo. It does hot and cold,
That do
so I can get
I?
on
So
it to
I have
warm
to
up.
sign up for a time like get machines and like all that. I'm just wondering about appointment based plan, being able to set a plan. I'm a planner, right? I mean, I need
Yes,
to.
sir.
I'm on a little bit of a clock, and I like to keep, as you can tell, my clock here. But I want to come by and give a post workout try to something like
Do
that.
it.
I just know the science of it for everything I'm seeing. I saw Tom Brady win in his 40s and eating the guacamole ice cream and whatnot, and I'm just thinking, how could I get my edge? How could I be a little better? Because I don't want my back to hurt again, dude. It was the worst thing ever. It really was.
Hey, listen, I understand you. Once you said that church pew, because I understand sitting on stiff surfaces, if there's a hip imbalance, then that spine is screaming to you the entire time you're sitting there. So I definitely understand you on that one. When it comes to appointments, there is no appointment in a sense. We have four chairs altogether in my Black Card spa. And to be honest, all of them aren't used at the same time, but they do have different disciplines, if you will. So I have
How
one
long would you
cryo
use
lounge.
the chair? 15, 20 minutes like that?
10 minutes is a good time. 10 minutes
Okay,
is a good
so
time
that
for sure.
it's not. I always, when you say cryo, I'm thinking like there's steam coming out of it, and I got to get naked and get in and look like a zombie and freeze for 20. I think of it as like cold bath, warm. I just don't know enough about it. I'm just literally ignorant about it.
So cold plunging is something that would help with the central nervous system, I mean, kind of waking you up a little bit, but people do it to bring the body down for sure, or in the mornings to snap to it, right? Getting that
Football
brain
players do
focused.
that to recover, for sure. I've
Yes,
seen
for
that
sure.
forever.
And it could be for 15 minutes to 30, but this cryo lounge is something that's not gonna, it's gonna feel cool. It can also feel warm, but it's up to you. You have five different slots. It'll go from head, shoulders, lumbar spine, down to the hips, down to the legs. You can choose what area does what. Now, you can't make all of it hot. You can't make all of it cold, but certain sections can do certain things. So I would say 10 minutes on it. If it is post-exercise, hop on. What if I did lower body, all the lower body areas will be blue. I'd make sure that that's the cold area. If I was about to warm up and I wanted to do some legs, all areas of the quads, hamstrings, well, essentially it's gonna be for the posterior chain mostly because you're gonna be sitting back, right? I wouldn't lay flat on it, but if I want to warm up the body or cool down the body, the cryo is the way to go.
I'm looking at a recovery thing because my workouts have been physical. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you could see what kind of shape I'm in when you if you see me out, and but it's not from lifting and strengthening in that way. I mean, I'm very on the mat. I'm very non-contact. I don't want to run. I've had knee surgery. I just don't want to be hurt ever again.
Yeah.
Like that's
Yes,
my
sir.
rule. You know what I mean? My
Yes, sir.
thing is just I got to be able to get to the stage every single day and feel as good as I can feel. And the more you move, the better you feel. And that is God's honest truth for
That's the
anybody
truth.
out there. If you're not walking, start walking. If you're walking, walk a little more, walk a little faster, walk backwards, walk up some steps, walk down a hill.
Yes, sir.
Quinn Daly's here. He's my man Q. He's right here in Towson. I still thought you were crab cake tasting from here to Lexington Park. I had no idea what was going on. He's right here in Towson. The summer pass is available for anybody 14 to 19. We talk about this each and every summer. It's free. But I'm always trying to get to the motivational part for my audience because, Q, there's always somebody on my timeline bragging out, saying, I went back to the gym, and I swear 90% of the time it's a PF. It just is because they're in Perry Hall, they're in White Mar, they're in areas that we have clubs, Towson, and that first day back, making that commitment to come back in, no matter where you are, whether you're injured in your fitness journey, trying to get a little health, you're trying to lose a little weight, stop a bad habit, pick up a better habit, get off your
Yes, sir.
phone, whatever it
Here
is.
we go.
That first day people come in, that's really important, right? Like
It
the
is.
you know, the first one leads to the second one. It's like a meal in a restaurant. And I know you guys are always trying to put that experience out. Speak to anybody out there. If there's one semi-lost soul, because everybody listening here is lost to some degree to find me.
Yes,
But
sir.
if you're out there and you're thinking about it, it's summertime, you're thinking, all right, man, Nestor, you finally got me. I'm gonna put my ass in gear and I'm gonna go see Q over Towson or wherever they are. What are they gonna find when they come in?
You'll find lovely staff, people here to greet you 24/7, man. We do have lockers to place your things away. We have state-of-the-art cardio equipment, from stair steppers to now rowers to even virtual training bikes. So I could hop on a bike and I could do something like go and travel in San Francisco, ride the hills if I needed to. So the virtual training bikes are from Matrix, one of the better companies in producing some workout equipment. We also have SciFit equipment. So even if you are wheelchair bound or you're recovering from an injury, something like a seated elliptical would be able to help the range of motion, be able to help your posture, and get you back in the gym to move. We also have state-of-the-art trainers. So my trainer, Max, one of the best ones in the business, I'm trying to tell you, this guy, if you guys come to Towson, he will give you one of the best 30-minute workouts you will ever have in your life. Free to sign up, free to use. The teens can use them during high school summer pass. Nestor, I promise you, brother, if you ever come here and you come here during the times around when Max starts his day, 11 to 5, one of the best workouts, even if you did 5 minutes, even if you did five
See,
minutes,
man,
change
I
your life.
wasn't ready for you. A year and a half ago, I came in with you, and I just was more like, "Let me see the spas." Like literally, I'm like, I'm not well enough to be in here pounding on stuff. And this is the fascinating part. Is I've told you this. Brian Baldinger was my partner 25 years ago at NFL Films, and at Sporting News Radio 101 Sports is my partner. And Nasty, you gotta get into hot yoga, Bikram yoga. So he's the one that got me on the mat and got me strengthening. And like I never would have said I would have been a yoga guy, right? Like, I mean, that would not have been my prediction. I would have said, I'll be playing tennis, I'll be playing golf, I'll be one of the that would be my way I get my workout in. No. Now I come into your place, and there were a lot of pieces of equipment there that I really didn't, you know what I mean? It looked a little like Mars to a guy my age that was used to Nautilus equipment and stick the pin in, you know what I mean? The old school things. And I see the Pelotons and I see the, cry. There are things I like and things I don't like. I don't like bikes. I don't like anything on my butt. I don't like anything that feels like a banana between my legs. It hurts me, my back, the whole deal. I don't like stair steppers. I really never liked jogging, even though I ran 10Ks and 5K. Like I did all that. My body, the pounding and all that. I'm looking for the next thing that's a strengthening thing that would take my yoga and maybe Pilates kind of background and employ that into, hey, I like that machine, or I like that exercise, or hey, I'm not getting that in what I'm doing, but I'm getting it because I don't want free weights. I'm not looking for a spotter. I'm not looking to be Schwarzenegger. I'm not looking to impress the chicks. But I'm looking to maybe find equipment and saying that's something that didn't even exist for me to do 15 years ago, and now I can do it. And I
Yes, you
think that
can.
that's where I'm like Rodney Dangerfield. I'm going back to school to Planet Fitness,
That's
because
it.
I'm strong enough to get in there and try things that won't hurt me right now.
Man, you made a great point, because that is the conversation that I have to have with potential members or members that are currently in the gym. Hey, look, man, I'm not on this hamster wheel. I don't want to be on the treadmill all day long. I used to
Let's do
lift,
something we
shot
enjoy,
put.
right? You can
There we
enjoy
go.
your exercise.
So the word that came to mind immediately was functional training, right? We had used the TRX, which was designed by a military man, but it helps you use your body weight against gravity to get a desired motion done, similar to how you move through a sun salutation in yoga. You could move from a plank to a press to a pull in seamless fashion. So I think that 360 area that we have, that functional training area, appeases to how you want to work out. And for these high school summer pass kids that come in that are athletes, we got people doing squat jumps off of them, split jumps off of them, box jumps on the platform, using the kettlebells to do kettlebell swings. As you said, I got into golf fairly heavily in the last 2 years. I'm working on just simple rotation so I can focus on driving from one foot to the next
Why?
and
You
getting
need
off the
more
tee box.
frustration in your life to go play golf? You need that?
Listen, it's one of those things where you can work on self. So, man, golf is my game now for sure.
Ed Miller will help you. All my Classic Five
Let's
guys,
do it.
RJ over Forest Park, get you straightened out, man. I get you PGA Pro. I'm bringing people together, is what I'm doing.
Let's do it. I need
Quit.
my driver better.
Well, I get you up to Pine Ridge. I'll get you up to the Top Tracer technology up there. I'll set you up with Ed, and maybe you could work on some strength training for him to help his
There we
driver because he
go.
was bragging about that. Hey, it's Father's Day weekend. It's golf season, but it's really summer season, beach season, dad bod season in my particular case because I'm broadcasting from Ocean City in August. But
There we
for
go.
me, it's not even about even fitting into my clothes anymore or my diet because when I eat a little too much ice cream, and sometimes I do, sometimes I eat a little too much fried chicken or French fries or pizza. I'm over Pizza John's. I'm on a crab cake tour. They feed me. Sometimes it's a
There we
salad.
go.
Sometimes it's broccoli. Sometimes it's mashed potatoes. But I'm now well enough. I think you can tell I have some enthusiasm. I'm gonna come see you. How about that? Let's end
Let's do
this
it.
right here. I'll bring you back on a little later on. But the last time I had a Max, and this will be a shout out to Vicky Brick, and I'm trying to, I almost broke up when I talked to Justin about this, but Vicky and I were friends forever and ever, and obviously her parents, I've known her parents longer than I knew her. And when you said something about Victor about mental health earlier in the John W. Brick Foundation, everything I've talked about many, Victor would always talk about health, mental health, and moving your mental health, move your
Moving your
mental
mental health.
health, be
Truth.
thinking in the right direction, moving your body helps your all the serotonin, all the endorphins, all those things that are scientific that I don't understand, but I know they exist within me. That there's this point for getting in and trying something new and being well enough to do it. So for me, this is going to be a little step up for me because I got no excuse because you got personal trainers. You already told me about Max. You already bragged on him. You and I have known each other a while now, and
Yes,
you're
sir.
4 miles from where I live, 2 miles from where I broadcast,
Make it
around the
happen.
corner. You know what I mean? I'm on the hot yoga mat. I've been doing hot yoga at home a lot because I like my own music, my own vibe, my own thing. I've set up my own space. My kitty cat likes it. She a yoga kitty as well. I can do my own temperature. And there's a point for me, the socialization of it, coming out, being a spokesperson for everything you guys are doing. The motivating part for me, though, honestly, Wu-Tang came to town last week. And
Okay.
when I had my own personal trainer, it was Curtis Schultz, who played for the Terps. He was the trainer for Gary Williams. He's the trainer now down at in Texas at SMU. And his brother just won Visionary Man of the Year for LLS, Leukemia Lymphoma Society. So a lot of ties. But Wu-Tang came in here last week, and man, Curtis would kick my ass up at Brick Bodies at Bedonia, right where Justin's, right where Ohana's based, all right, Bedonia, when I right next to Royal Farms where the Vicky Brick sign is up now for
Yes,
everyone
yes,
to
yes.
see. It was down in the basement of that gym that
Yes,
Curtis
sir.
would take my hands up. This is before, this is after he played at Maryland. He's a beast, 6'6", gigantic 270-pound tight end, and I would box with him to Wu-Tang. And this
There
was
we
the
go.
last time my arms looked like, I'd been lifting weights and my knuckles were bloody and
There
like
we
all
go.
of that rocky.
Fighting for it.
We
I
could
love
do
it.
better than that, you and me, at 56, 57.
Let's get
You, me,
it.
and Max are going to get me in. You're going to find me one of those astronaut zero weight things. I'm going to feel like I'm soaring at Epcot Center at Disney, is what, right?
We're gonna make it happen for
Then you're
sure.
gonna cryo me, and then you're gonna put me in that little, what's that water thing called where I flatten out?
The hydro bed. That's the one you like the most. Yes, sir. The
That's
hydro
Black
bed.
Card though, right? That's
That's Black
24.
Card.
I'm a step up. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to
Let's
go.
do it. Let's do it.
Quentin Daly's here in Towson with Planet Fitness. He is the manager of all things Towson Planet Fitness, but has been in every Planet Fitness in the state, as far as I can tell, training the trainers who train folks like Max, who train folks like you. Planet Fitness has been our partner for a long time. You can find him on the front of Baltimore Positive. I'm happy to get the word out. 14 to 19, give him the summer pass. Teach these kids something, Q.
I will for sure. That's what I'm here for.
All right, well, we'll get the kids out. It's free. Use the app. The kids know how to do that. And then once you use the app, put the phone down, get in the gym this summer, and let's get everybody in shape here. Planet Fitness, our partners here for going on 2 decades. We're very proud of that. And now that I know you're down the street, there's no excuse. You're going to hold me to it, right?
I will. I
I know
sure will.
you're good at that.
I'm gonna email you or call you, man. You know it. You know it.
This is either going to be the best or the worst segment I've done all summer. We're going to find out.
Yeah,
I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive. Do as I say and do, maybe.